Hello, brothers and sisters. Brother John back with the new find, the Revelation 12 sign, looking at Stellarium on September 28th of the year 2030. You have the crown of 12 stars on the woman Virgo's head, Mars, Venus, and Mercury, and the 9 stars of Leo, the lion of the tribe of Judah constellation, and the moon is at Virgo's feet. And she is clothed with the sun in Virgo on the Feast of Trumpets in the year 2030, exactly 2,000 years from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection in the year 30 AD. Jesus' righteous blood shed on the cross in the year 30 AD, the full payment for all of our sins, paid in full in the year 4000 from Adam. And exactly 2000 years after the resurrection will be the year 6000, which is the third day after 2 days, according to Hosea's 2-day prophecy. A day is as 1000 years according to scripture. That means the year 6000 is the year 2030. Subtracting 7 years for Daniel's 70th week takes us to the year 2023, being a potential year for the rapture, being the fact that it is exactly 7 years until the year 2030. And 2030 is the year 6000 from Adam. And the fact that we have the Revelation 12 sign, and also the fact that it's exactly 2,000 years from the cross proves it. That means that the start of Jesus Christ's 1,000-year reign on the earth very well could be in the year 2030. Now, we always assume the Revelation 12 sign comes at the beginning of the Great Tribulation. But what if it's the sign of the end of Daniel's 70th week and the start of Christ's 1,000-year reign on the earth? I mean, the sign shows up at the 12th chapter in the book of Revelation. It might be the end sign. Well, I did the math according to Enoch and the book of Jubilees that were found with the Dead Sea Scrolls. 360 days, which is a prophetic year, is really 364 days. You see, the rule is you don't count the spring and the fall equinox. And you also don't count the summer and winter solstice. That makes up for the extra 4 days. They would not count those 4 days, so that's why you see 360 days instead of 364 days. That's just how the Enoch calendar works. Thus, 364 days times 7 equals 2,548 days, which might very well be the actual length of Daniel's 70th week. When you add all the equinoxes and all the solstices into the years, which the Enoch calendar doesn't count as days, that's how you get the 360 days a year. 30 times 12 is a perfect 360 days, not counting the 4 extra days that are the equinoxes and the solstices. So then subtracting 2,548 days from the Feast of Trumpets in the year 2030, which may be the second coming of Christ, would take us exactly to the potential day for our rapture, which is Shemini Atzeretz. That is Tishri 22 on the Jewish calendar, the last and great day of the Feast of Tabernacles, or as some call it, Sukkot. The eighth day, or the last day. On this day, in the Gospel of John, chapter 7, Jesus said, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. I believe this verse to be prophetic, speaking of the time when Jesus' time will fully come, and he comes to reveal himself to the world, as stated in John chapter 7. And I'll read what it says. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart hence and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you do. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hateth me, because I testify of it that its works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. You see, Jesus' brother talks about Jesus revealing himself to the world at the Feast of Tabernacles. And Jesus says that his time is not yet full come. Perhaps this could be hinting us to the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles being when his time is fully come. At the last and great day of the Feast of Sukkot, Shemini Atzeretz, the eighth day when the Jews are singing Psalms 118 saying, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. I used to believe that Jesus died in the year 29 AD until I realized that Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1 is the exact date of Jesus' crucifixion on the cross, which was the day April 5th of the year 30 AD. I don't believe that this is a coincidence. I believe that the Lord told Ezekiel, the prophet, the exact date for us, the last generation, to know on our Gregorian calendar the exact day that Jesus laid down his life for us. 2,000 years later from the year 30 AD is the year 2030. That should be the start of Christ's thousand-year reign, according to Hosea chapter 6, verse 2. After 2 days, that's 2,000 years that we would live in his sight. 2,000 years from 30 AD is the year 2030. That should be the start of Christ's thousand-year reign. And according to Hosea chapter 6, verse 2, Hosea's two-day prophecy, that after 2,000 years, we would live in his sight. So that 2,000 years should be in the year 2030, we should be living in his sight. Let's hope this Revelation 12 sign is the end sign and not the start sign, because if it is the start, we might have to wait until the Feast of Trumpets of 2030 until we get raptured. And I know many folks are ready to go now, as I am. I've been waiting for many years. But each and every single day that we're waiting, we should be sowing seeds of faith into the world. Because there are many people that are lost, and we have to share the gospel with the lost. Because time is running out, and we are the children of the light. We must be a light to the world that is in darkness and point them to Christ, our Lord and Savior. We have to get as many folks on the ark as possible before the door is shut. For more information on the year that Christ was born and also on the year of Christ's death and some information regarding the Shroud of Turin and his burial certificate, I recommend that you watch my other video that is titled How Close is the Rapture? It's about Joseph's dream that is pointing to the rapture. I'll leave it as an end screen you can click on after this video. But that's all for now. Just something to think about. God bless you all, and Maranatha.